We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavours and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Fortunate are we to be co-inhabitants with the amazing animals that grace and color our planet.
In countless ways, they add beauty and joy to our lives.
Their nobility, through unconditional love, loyalty, and heroic life-saving actions,
is a constant source of wonder and inspiration.
What would our world be like without our fun and intelligent animal friends? We simply could not imagine it.
Thanks be to the providence for all the cherished animals.
May we always honor their God-given precious lives as we honor a part of ourselves.
Sukin Rawo, heroic viewers, that is how welcome is said in Javanese, a language spoken mainly on the Indonesian island of Java. It's a pleasure to have you with us today on Noteworthy News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. For satellite coverage 24 hours a day and 7 days a week, please join us in Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Astra 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV channel 835. Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2. Africa, Intelsat 10K U-band and Intelsat 10C band. The Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6. Asia, Intelsat 10C band, ABS, AsiaSat 2 and AsiaSat 3S. North America, Galaxy 19. Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 907.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 17 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs. In Cameroon, Channel 56 on Vision Cable TV. In Mongolia, in the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Supervision's Channel 47 and Orange Cable Company's Channel 65. In Kutul on Channel 21 through the cable provider Goon Marin. In Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia. In the Netherlands, Channel 30 on Recam Cable Network. In Formosa or Taiwan, Channel 35 on Multimedia On Demand of Chonghua Telecom. In Taipei City, Channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Taipei County, Channel 108 on Xinhe Cable TV, Yongjiaola Cable TV, and GlobalView Cable TV. Also in Taipei County, Channel 97 on Mangrove Cable TV. In Kaohsiung County, Channel 97 on Phoenix Cable TV. In Yilan County, Channel 108 on Union Cable TV. In Hualien County, Channel 100 on Tongya Cable TV. In Penghu County, Channel 03 on Penghu Cable TV. And in Qingmen County, Channel 105 on Mingcheng Cable TV. Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at www.suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast.
In today's news, Korean organizations sponsor a $1 million initiative to promote medical services in Tanzania. In humanitarian news, the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation donates more than $2 million for research into childhood pneumonia. In conservation news, a local Philippine government supports a wetland preservation plan. Please stay with us for all this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, May 24th, is Bermuda Day, originating in 1902 and formerly called Empire Day to celebrate Her Majesty Queen Victoria's birthday. This national holiday was renamed in 1970 as a day of unity among all Bermudians. Surrounded by the North Atlantic Ocean, east of South Carolina, USA, Bermuda consists of seven main islands and about 170 named islets and rocks. It is a popular destination for many visitors every year. Bermuda has the world's second oldest parliamentary democracy. Today is also Eritrea's Independence Day, commemorating its gaining of autonomy in 1993. Adjacent to the Red Sea, this magnificent East African country is located between Djibouti and Sudan. Nine different ethnic groups share this idyllic home, leading to a rich diversity in language, religion, and culture. May the welcoming citizens of the nation have a festive Bermuda Day, and the warm-hearted people of Eritrea have a memorable Independence Day in God's grace.
Flyin News. Mexico City jolted by earthquake. On Friday afternoon, a 5.7 magnitude tremor rocked central Mexico less than a month after one struck in a similar region. Felt in both Puebla and Mexico City, it sent thousands fleeing into the streets and halting traffic. Fortunately, there were no reports of damage or injury. We thank heaven for the safety of everyone in the quake-stricken region. May such potential dangers become a thing of the past as we join in greater benevolence toward the planet.
Floods wreak havoc in Haiti. Working to recuperate from last year's disasters, recent heavy rains brought more devastation as floods swept across the island nation. At least 11 people have succumbed to the calamities, with more than 600 families displaced as hundreds of homes were damaged or destroyed. With this year's hurricane season just approaching, the Haitian people are bracing themselves as government builds shelters in anticipation of potential damage. On May the 23rd, Supreme Master Ching Hai pledged a $15,000 donation and asked our association's relief team to please go, if possible, to offer comfort and urgent items to the most desperate, while sending all her love and prayers. A $15,000 donation could purchase an equivalent of $542,000 in supplies if bought in the United States, based on the cost of living in Haiti. Our thanks, Haitian government, for your efforts to help mitigate the effects of the storms. We are grateful to Supreme Master Ching Hai, whose loving assistance is sure to relieve people's immediate distress. We pray for the safety of the storm victims and for the comfort of those who have lost loved ones. May such extremities be eased as our kinder care for others helps bring more stability to our planet.
More flooding in Afghanistan. Rains and flash floods continuing from April into the month of May have now damaged over 5,525 hectares of croplands and 4,200 fruit trees, with many farmers who have lost their produce and perhaps livelihoods across 10 of the country's total 34 provinces. According to the United Nations Office for the Coordination of Humanitarian Affairs, or OCHA, more than 10,000 families in five northern provinces have been affected by the spring floods, with over 150 people who did not survive. Aid agencies continue to express concern for more floods due to warming temperatures melting the snow in mountainous areas. An estimated 7 million Afghan people are currently facing food insecurity due to 2008 drought conditions that affected their harvests. Supreme Master Ching Hai is offering $20,000 in emergency support to be delivered by association's relief team if they can go, or to be sent through the International Red Cross. This amount could purchase an equivalent of $1.18 million in essential supplies if bought in the United States, based on Afghanistan's cost of living. We appreciate the efforts of all aid organizations working to alleviate the hardship of the Afghan people. We sincerely thank Supreme Master Ching Hai for her deep concern and unconditional help. Our sympathies for those who have lost loved ones, as we pray for the resiliency of all those affected as they work to recover the normalcy of their day-to-day lives. May disasters such as these lessen with our concerted actions to care for our neighbors and the planet.
Supreme Master Ching Hai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you, all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you, all the relief workers, for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
재산을 다 뺏겨버렸어.
16th South Korean president remembered, Mr. No Woo-hyun, who served as South Korea's president from 2003 to 2008, passed away on Saturday, May 23rd. A self-educated human rights lawyer from a humble background, he dedicated his profession to protecting the vulnerable. With very little political background at the time of his presidential candidacy, Mr. Noel won the popular vote for his wish to unify the nation, enhance democracy, and continue bridging relations with North Korea. Our deep condolences to the family, friends, and co-citizens of 16th President Noel Moo-hyun. May his soul rest peacefully in heaven's everlasting love and light.
Pig factory farms and the innocents within. While continuing to spread in the Americas, new cases of the swine flu have also just been reported in the UK, Japan, Australia, Formosa or Taiwan, Hong Kong, China, and Kuwait. The total is now well over 12,000 confirmed cases across 43 countries, including 86 fatalities.
Scientists from the UK's Cambridge University and the US Centers for Disease Control are recommending increased monitoring of pig populations, saying that the virus has been circulating undetected for many years.
The swine flu has also placed factory farms under scrutiny and led to renewed discussions about raising pigs for food, as people question their unsanitary, cramped conditions. In fact, some have come to view pigs as heartwarming animal companions that could never be consumed.
Richard and Laura Hoyle from Tennessee, USA are two such persons who learned much more about these unique beings when they adopted Paddy Murphy in the 1980s. Their experience with this pot-bellied animal companion led the couple to found the Pig Preserve, a rescue shelter for pot-bellied pigs, former laboratory pigs, and former factory-farmed pigs. In a phone interview, Mr. Hoyle described how he discovered porcine intelligence when Paddy Murphy learned how to unlatch a gate to follow him, despite not having the hands nor the height to open it as he did.
She could figure out how the gate worked. And she was able to go beyond that to say, okay, he uses hands, I don't have hands, now what? How can I use my body to accomplish the same thing that he's doing with his hands? That shows me not only a lot of intelligence, but the ability to do some basic reasoning.
They say that pigs are perhaps even smarter than dogs, even. Would you?
I've got 8 dogs and about 60 or 70 pigs here, and if intelligence-wise, I'll take the pigs over the dogs in terms of intelligence. They are a very intelligent, very, very social animal. They really enjoy people. And one night I was at the counter, and I was carving a ham, and Paddy Murphy was just kind of rooting around my feet and my toes, and all of a sudden it was like a light bulb came on and said, there's absolutely no difference between the piece of meat on my plate and the wonderful little animal who's rooting around my toes and untying my shoelaces than size. And I think at that point my wife and I both gave up eating pork, and within 3 or 4 months after that we were total vegetarians. I just don't see how anybody with any feelings or emotions at all can get to know a pig and continue to eat pork.
Deep gratitude, Mr. and Mrs. Hoyle, for your compassionate service to our innocent pig friends and for helping us to understand their delightful, intelligent company. As we sorrow for those who have suffered loss and continue to pray for the end of people suffering from the swine flu illness, we also look forward to the time when all beings coexist in health and harmony on Earth.
Bird flu reports from around the world. The virulent bird flu virus continues to take its toll in countries such as Egypt, where a surge of avian flu infections have confirmed 14 cases since April. Two young boys were admitted to the hospital this week, bringing the total number to 74. In Ổ Lạc, or Vietnam, a duck farm in the southwestern province of Duong Thap was also confirmed to have cases of infected birds, with 5 human cases of bird flu thus far in 2009, and 4 of those 5 persons perishing due to the illness. Our sincere sympathies for all who have suffered loss or illness from the avian flu. Let us step together now toward the vegan lifestyle that brings vibrant health and a peaceful atmosphere among humans and animals alike.
Vegetarianism in religion.
The Baha'i Faith. Regarding the eating of animal flesh and abstinence therefrom, know thou of a certainty that in the beginning of creation God determined the food of every living being, and to eat contrary to that determination is not approved. Selections from the Baha'i Writings of some aspects of health and healing.
Buddhism. All meats eaten by living beings are of their own relatives. Lankavatara Sutra. Cow dye.
The most important thing is to stop killing, because animals also have souls and understand like humans. If we kill and eat them, then we owe them a blood debt. Teachings of the saints.
Christianity. Meats for the belly and the belly for meats, but God shall destroy both it and them. Holy Bible.
And while the flesh was yet between their teeth, ere it was chewed, the wrath of the Lord was kindled against the people, and the Lord smote the people with a very great plague. Holy Bible.
Confucianism. All men have a mind which cannot bear to see the sufferings of others. The superior man, having seen the animals alive, cannot bear to see them die. Having heard their dying cries, he cannot bear to eat their flesh. Mencius.
Essenes. I am come to end the sacrifices and feasts of blood, and if ye cease not offering and eating of flesh and blood, the wrath of God shall not cease from you. Gospel of the Holy Twelve.
Hinduism. Since you cannot bring killed animals back to life, you are responsible for killing them. Therefore you are going to hell. There is no way for your deliverance. Adi Lila.
He who desires to augment his own flesh by eating the flesh of other creatures lives in misery in whatever species he may take his birth. Mahabharata Anu.
Islam. Allah will not give mercy to anyone except those who give mercy to other creatures. Hadith.
Do not allow your stomachs to become graveyards of animals. Hadith.
Jainism. A true monk should not accept such food and drink as has been especially prepared for him, involving the slaughter of living beings. Sutra Kritanga.
Judaism. And whatsoever man there be of the house of Israel, or of the strangers that sojourn among you, that eateth any manner of blood, I will even set my face against that soul that eateth blood, and will cut him off from among his people. Holy Bible. Blood, meaning flesh.
Sikhism. Those mortals who consume marijuana, flesh and wine, no matter what pilgrimages, fasts and rituals they follow, they will all go to hell. Guru Granth Sahib.
Taoism. Do not go into the mountain to catch birds in nets, nor to the water to poison fishes and minnows. Do not butcher the ox that ploughs your field. Tract of the Quiet Way.
Tibetan Buddhism. The offering to the deities of meat obtained by killing animate beings is like offering a mother the flesh of her own child, and this is a grievous failure. The supreme path of discipleship.
Zoroastrianism. Those plants I, Ahura Mazda, God, rain down upon the earth to bring food to the faithful and fodder to the beneficent cow. Avesta.
Everybody knows that vegetarian diet is good for health and to save the planet. They will be awakening their own great, compassionate, loving self-nature, and then their level of consciousness will rise up automatically, and they will understand more than they ever did, and they'll be closer to heaven than what they are right now.
Malawi's president re-elected. In an overwhelming victory, President Bingu wa Mutharika was elected to a second term this week by the citizens of Malawi. In his acceptance speech, the president promised a continued focus on agriculture and food security, as well as upholding values of honesty to benefit all people. Our respectful congratulations, President Mutharika, on your re-election. With heaven's grace, may your leadership help fulfill the noble goals of further stability and peace for your beautiful country and her people.
Prince Charles receives Victoria Medal of Honour, awarded by the Royal Horticultural Society and presented by Her Majesty Queen Elizabeth II. His Royal Highness Prince Charles now holds the United Kingdom's highest gardening award for his passion for plants, sustainable gardening and the environment. The Victoria Medal of Honour is conferred to only 63 horticulturists across the country, in respect for Her Majesty Queen Victoria's 63-year reign. Our accolades, Your Royal Highness, for this prestigious recognition, as we also applaud all that you do in generating awareness about the urgent need to protect our magnificent earth. May God bless you with continued reward and fulfillment in your many green and planet-benefiting endeavours.
Save Our Planet, UNEP links livestock raising to global food shortages. In its new report entitled The Environmental Food Crises, the United Nations Environment Programme, or UNEP, states that current meat production is actually worsening the food crisis and climate change effects. This is due to the unsustainable demands of livestock raising on energy, cereals and water. United Nations Undersecretary General and Executive Director of UNEP, Achim Steiner, explained some of the areas raised in the new assessment.
What is the role of livestock, for instance, in terms of climate change, but also what is the consumption of livestock and the increasing use of meat, for instance, in our diets? Our role is to inform people and to also give them the opportunity to perhaps change their lifestyles by having better information.
The UNEP report states meat production is energy inefficient and environmentally harmful at industrial scales and with the intense use of feed crops such as maize and soybeans. The loss of calories by feeding the cereals to animals instead of using the cereals directly as human food represents the annual calorie need for more than 3.5 billion people. With the United Nations Food and Agriculture Organization estimating that nearly 1 billion people suffer from hunger today, wide adoption of the animal-free lifestyle would likely eliminate food shortages.
Dr. Arab Hobbala, chief of the Sustainable Consumption and Production branch at UNEP, is optimistic that once well-informed, people may create a culture of consuming more sustainably.
Of course, vegetarian is known to be extremely healthy for the planet, the meat, the relation to the water, the relation to vegetation, the need that we destroy forests to have all the cattle grown up is a problem. But it has to be analyzed very carefully and slowly educate people about the benefits. Make them become more responsible, and we believe that we can change habits and have the right multiplier effect very soon.
We thank Chief Dr. Hobbala, Executive Director of Steiner and the United Nations Environment Programme for the efforts to raise awareness through this up-to-date information on the environmental impact of livestock raising. Let us all act responsibly in making vegan food choices that fulfil the needs of all people on the planet.
During the February 2009 climate change video conference with dignitaries and the public in Mexico, Supreme Master Cheng Hai made it clear that replacing animal raising with organic vegan harvests is the primary solution for both the food crisis and global warming.
With the world food shortage continues to worsen, more people are going hungry every day. So if we just stop the animal raising practices and turn instead to growing organic vegan food for humans, everyone in the world will benefit and we can save our planet. If we don't feed all the corns and all the cereals and vegetables to the animals, all the food that we produce right now could feed 2 billion people already. So there's not even worry about food shortage. And then we have a better future, a better conscience, and our planet will have a bright future. If everyone turns to organic vegetarian diet and organic vegan farming.
Save Our Planet. Water voles reintroduced in Scotland. As part of a regional conservation project, the Forestry Commission Scotland is releasing 1,000 water voles on recently restored wetlands. once flourishing in the area, the water vole became extinct due to loss of habitat and the introduction of other non-native species. Environment Minister Rosina Cunningham highlighted these animals' significance to the area's ecosystem, saying that their renewed presence is hoped to encourage even greater biodiversity. We tip our green hats, Forestry Commission Scotland, and all other participating agencies for your wonderful efforts to return the waterfowl to its vital place in nature. May your meaningful project inspire many more for the harmonious coexistence of all such unique creations of the divine.
Save Our Planet. Indonesia has partnered with the Nature Conservancy and World Wildlife Fund to launch the Savu Marine National Park, a 3.4 million hectare region travelled by almost half the world's whale species that is now the largest marine protected area in the Coral Triangle.
Save Our Planet, Britain's national moth recording scheme, finds that the beautiful marbled moth has arrived in the UK from the European continent to escape climate change-induced warming.
Save Our Planet. The International Union for Conservation of Nature, or IUCN, announces that despite protection and conservation efforts, the 2009 Red List of Threatened Species now totals 192 bird species that are classified as critically endangered, which is 9 more than last year.
Ambayama, the water buffalo. And I'm following a compassionate vegan diet. I'm here with a household tip. When you want to install cupboards or mount heavy items on your walls, it's important to locate the studs in the building to provide enough support. One way is to start in the corner of the room and measure 16 or 24 inches parallel to the floor. Studs are often located that distance apart in homes. To make sure, just hammer in a thin nail in an inconspicuous spot where you think the stud is. If you reach solid wood, you know you've found it. Thanks so much for being veg, going green and saving the planet. And thank you for your attention. Here's the weather around our globe.
In world news, Korean Rotary Clubs and Community Chest together contribute $1 million to help mothers and children in Tanzania. The funds will be used to construct the Rotary Mother and Child Medical Complex at the existing Tumbi Hospital in Kibaha. Medical equipment will be supplied, operating, x-ray and delivery rooms will be constructed. It is envisioned that the new medical centre will enhance preventive care and offer services to many women and children. Our sincere gratitude, the Rotary Clubs and Community Chest of Korea. Heaven's blessings for reaching out in kindness to the citizens of Tanzania. May all people be graced with good medical care and fulfilling lives.
In humanitarian news, the USA-based Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation donates more than $2 million towards research into childhood pneumonia. The funds will be contributed to scientists at the University of Edinburgh in Scotland, the United Kingdom. They will work on developing new treatments and methods to overcome the disease. Dr. Harry Campbell, professor of epidemiology and public health at the university, stated, We are delighted to work with the Gates Foundation to help them prioritize the most effective treatment solutions. Our accolades and appreciation, Bill and Melinda Gates. God bless your care and generosity to help enhance the well-being of children. We also extend our admiration and thankfulness, Dr. Harry Campbell and scientists at the University of Edinburgh, for your dedicated efforts. May many youngsters benefit from your laudable commitment to improving the health of children. Up next on Noteworthy News, the Philippines is working towards preserving her wetlands. We'll go be alone with God for a short while. Be back soon. More elevating news will be right up here on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, conscientious news for a greener world. In conservation news, a wetland preservation plan is supported in the Philippines. The Department of Environment and Natural Resources in Region 12 met in central Mindanao to help local government leaders fulfill the requirements of the Ligwasan Marsh Biodiversity Conservation Project. This five-year eco-program for safeguarding the Philippines' second biggest wetland is to be funded by the USA-based World Bank. Ligwasan Marsh is important for flood control and is the home of many animals, including 39 species of migratory birds and 33 species of fish. We laud you, Department of Environment and Natural Resources in Region 12, and all those wishing to take part in the program to protect your precious marsh. May all the Earth's valuable resources be cherished.
Please join us for some humor with a joke told by Supreme Master Ching Hai entitled, Woof Woof.
A dog went to the telegraph office to send a telegram. He wrote down in the message paper, woof, 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 woof. The telegraph office clerk looked at the message and said, well, there are only a few words here. You could add two more woof for the same price. The dog said, then it wouldn't make any sense at all.
And now for our viewers' heartline. Ira sent these comments after watching Supreme Master Ching Hai's video conference with participants of Juice Fast for Peace, hosted by Rabbi Gabriel Cousins, MD, and Reverend Dr. Michael Bernard Beckwith in Culver City, USA.
Bravo! More vegetarians on Earth now. This is the way to go. Can't do much better than adopting a plant-based diet. Ira from Australia.
Compassionate Ira, it is wonderful news indeed. Our world is still gravely affected by global warming. So let us do all we can to help inform others how a plant-based diet is truly beneficial for humans, our planet, and the loving animals. May our whole planet awaken to the vegan lifestyle and adopt it very soon. Then we shall have a paradise on Earth where only kindness, nobility, and gentleness prevail. May God's will be done.
Do you have a heartline today? Please send them to heartline@suprememastertv.com, the address on your screen, or log on to www.suprememastertv.com/heartline. We sure have enjoyed spending time with you on Noteworthy News.
Gusti Hamburkai, that is God bless in Javanese.
May you be graced with eternal wisdom and love. We'll see you again soon.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
During a visit of U.S. Undersecretary of State for Latin America, Thomas Shannon, with Bolivian President Evo Morales, both expressed their sincere desire to improve relations between the two countries.
Legislation has been approved by the U.S. Congress that establishes maximum fees credit card companies can charge for late payments or over credit limits.
The first annual Fruit and Veggie Fest is held in California, USA, to help low-income shoppers learn how to save money and improve health by increasing their intake of fresh produce.
U.S. Ambassador to Sri Lanka Robert O'Blake affirms his country's continued support to Sri Lanka, including a $21 million donation in humanitarian aid for the country's civil conflict refugees.
Following an episode of the British Broadcasting Corporation's, or BBC, reality show, The Restaurant, in which a group of vegans and vegetarians visit, Big Hospitality magazine advises the restaurant industry to address the needs of vegetarians.
Representatives from Russia, Georgia, and the areas of South Ossetia and Abkhazia make progress on security and humanitarian issues during the fifth round of talks at the United Nations in Geneva, Switzerland.
The International Committee of the Red Cross, or ICRC, delivers food aid to provide much-needed relief to over 8,000 people displaced by civil war in Buna, Pakistan.
A group of researchers from Edinburgh and Manchester universities in the United Kingdom discover a way to determine the precise age of clay ceramics based on their moisture content.
13-year-old Caleb Kumar from Minnesota, USA, completes higher math studies through a 2-year college associate's degree while simultaneously pursuing his high school diploma.
Malaysia and Qatar sign trade cooperation agreements during the Malaysian visit of Qatar Emir His Highness Sheikh Hamid bin Khalifa Al Thani and Her Highness Sheikha Mazar Nazir Al Misnad.
We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com/NWN.